Vikings rookie minicamp is underway, and to take in some of the festivities, it's NFL Network's Albert Breer. Welcome to Winter Park.
Thanks for having me. This is an interesting and exciting time for everybody, I'm sure.
Three first-round picks for us. I would imagine that's part of the reason that you're here to cover this.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think that it's so rare, and I think it's been since 2001 that any team had three first-round picks. So obviously, you know, that ratchets up the excitement, at least on the outside. I think the level of expectation. And you go back 2 years, you see they had a quarterback there in Kyle Rudolph last year, two first-round picks, now having three first-round picks. You know, you're starting to see the vision that Spielman and Frazier had. When Spielman was promoted, when Frazier was promoted a couple of years ago.
What did you think about the Vikings' choices of those first-round picks? And what I mean by that is their positions, covering positions of need but still getting talented players, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think that really certainly Xavier Rhodes and Cordarrelle Patterson were guys that do cover needs. You know, to me, that the real wild card was Floyd, you know, because I don't know that you necessarily needed him, but the way that he fell. The way that he fell to where you were at, I don't think anyone expected that. A lot of people around the league saw him as a top five, six type of prospect. And to get him where they did, I think they'd tell you they felt lucky. So, you know, I think that that changed their plan a little bit. And I think they probably would have been happy, at least my understanding, they would have been happy getting maybe Rhodes at 23 and then Patterson at 25. It just so works out that, you know, they only get one of the two because Floyd had fallen to them. And then, you know, obviously they do all that they can and wind up getting Patterson there at the bottom of the first round.
A guy who's not here, but following the league as closely as you do, a guy that you know well is Greg Jennings, receiver that we got via free agency. How do you see him fitting in with this team?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting because it does give Christian Ponder something that he hasn't had, which is a guy who's, you know, a reliable down-to-down type of weapon. Now, you know, you bring in a guy who obviously has got knowledge of the competition he's going to be facing, you know, and you get a player who, if he can stay healthy, is going to give your young quarterback a reliable target outside the numbers like you have inside the numbers with Kyle Rudolph.
Handicap the NFC North for me in 2013. Where do you think the Vikings fit in and kind of give me the ceiling for them?
I still think everybody's chasing the Packers. I mean, that's just, you know, and I know the year they won the Super Bowl, they didn't win the division, but, you know, to me, the Packers, the foundation of what they've built there, you know, the fact that they've got probably the best, if not one of the two or three best quarterbacks in football, separates them from everybody else. You know, but I think all four teams in the division, really, you can say they all have a legitimate chance to compete and to threaten Green Bay at the top. The Vikings here, you know, I think it's a matter of that young talent taking the next step. I think they surprised a lot of people making the playoffs last year. You know, now how do your 24, 25-year-old guys, how do they handle expectations and the fact that they're not sneaking up on anybody? It's a fascinating division because I think you've got a lot of different teams that are different stations. You know, the Vikings dealing with expectations for the first time. The Lions trying to pick themselves up off the mat. The Bears continuing to rework the roster. And look, they look a little bit different now. They have a new coach and everything else. You know, Green Bay to me is still the top dog because of the continuity. You know, but it's a fascinating group there that's going to be challenging them.
Interesting perspective from a national expert, Albert Breer. You can catch his work at NFL.com and NFL Network, and you can catch continuing coverage of the Vikings rookie minicamp at Vikings.com.